SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's deadline day for Texas. The Biden administration has given Texas 24 hours to relinquish control of Shelby Park, an unauthorized border crossing at Eagle Pass. The community's been overwhelmed by a flood of illegal aliens and drugs. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says President Biden has abdicated his constitutional responsibility to secure the border and enforce the law, so he says Texas is doing what it can. 25 states have rallied to Abbott's side. In addition to former President Trump, other Republicans, most notably House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senator Ted Cruz, are also backing Governor Abbott. Well, the RNC may soon hop aboard the Trump for President bandwagon.
The Republican National Committee is expected to consider a resolution to declare Donald Trump the party's presumptive 2024 nominee, even though only two states have voted. A candidate needs 1,215 delegates to formally clinch the nomination. If approved, the measure would further solidify Trump's control of the party and its operation at a time when Nikki Haley is still competing against Trump for the GOP nomination. Haley raised $1 million after her second place showing in New Hampshire. Calling Haley a bird brain, Trump says that anyone donating to her campaign would be permanently barred from the MAGA camp. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, he's going nowhere. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, charged with espionage, will remain in a Russian prison at least until March, a Moscow court ordering his continued detention. The state of Alabama has used nitrogen gas to execute a convicted killer, Kenneth Smith, the first time this execution method has been used in the U.S. And Britain's King Charles in the hospital in London to undergo prostate surgery. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 50 points. This is SRN News. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation defends Satan.
Under pressure from that organization, a supervisor at the Veterans Benefits Administration has agreed to remove a sign from her desk that bore the words, quote, "Not today, Satan, not today." The foundation claims the sign is offensive to veterans who might worship Satan and would therefore constitute a violation of their religious freedom. The person who lodged the complaint with the foundation calls the sign an example of Christian supremacy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of transgender veterans has filed suit seeking to force the Department of Veterans Affairs to pay for and provide them with sex change operations. The Transgender American Veterans Association seeks to compel the VA to codify in its regulations the verbal assurances the department made years ago that it would begin providing the surgeries at taxpayer expense. This is SRN News. Prosecutors urging jurors to find the mother of a 15-year-old Michigan high school gunman guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
It's believed to be the first case in the nation in which a parent is charged in a mass shooting at a school.
Jennifer Crumley didn't pull the trigger that day, but she is responsible for those deaths.
Prosecutor Mark Keast says Jennifer Crumley could have prevented the killings of four students at Oxford High School if she had told school officials that her son had a gun like the one he had drawn a picture of in a classroom. Defense attorney Shannon Smith says prosecuting the mother does not serve any purpose.
In an effort to make people feel like someone is being held responsible.
Ethan Crumbly was sentenced last month to life in prison. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Closing arguments due today in the defamation case against Donald Trump, a day after the former president briefly took the stand in a Manhattan courtroom. More details at SRNNews.com.